San Francisco taxpayers are paying $1 billion per mile for a new subway in Chinatown. One problem? The new subway will have no direct connection to the city's main BART rail system. Essentially, it's another train to nowhere in California. The Reason Foundation's Adrian Moore joining us now from California, Los Angeles to be precise. All right, Adrian, I think that you guys in California want our money from people outside California. And I'll tell you why. Because San Francisco wants $942 million from the federal government to pay for this $1 billion per mile rail system in San Francisco. They've made the application. You people in California want people like me to pay for your boondoggles. Admit it.
And not just that, Stuart. The people in San Francisco want people like me who live in Southern California to help pay for it as well. It is part and parcel of how we do things in California. California has for many years been in the bottom three states of all 50 states in terms of how the quality and the cost effectiveness of its transportation system. And this story in San Francisco is a good example of why. Spending $1 billion per mile for a train, when if you spent half that money on improving the bus system in Chinatown, which is the primary transit system in Chinatown, you could provide everybody with, you know, limo quality bus service for half the price. But that doesn't give you all that free federal money.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? Yeah, grabbing money yes. from taxpayers outside California. I understand that the sales tax in California was it just in San Francisco, or was it all over California that the sales tax went up, I think, 0.5% to pay for this thing? Is it just San Francisco?
Just in San Francisco, yeah. Okay. They put this plan together to build this thing. It was originally not quite $700 million to build this one, you know, not quite 2 mile line. Now it's up to $1.6 billion. And they still don't have the financing. They have about the original amount sort of in hand. They think they're going to get about another $500 million from several sources. And then they need another $500 million from somewhere else. They don't even have it yet. Yet they're starting construction. You know, they're just hoping this money's going to come in. And they're basically counting on you guys who live outside of the state, outside of San Francisco, to pony up for
it. I predict they'll get it. I predict that it will be part of, I'm not going to call it a bailout, but I'm going to call it infrastructure projects geared towards our poor, suffering people in California who consistently vote Democrat. I believe that's what's going to happen.
You can smell it. Yeah, it is. There is a consistent pattern of that, and it's really unfortunate, given that the federal government doesn't have enough money from the federal gas tax to pay to maintain the interstates, which is the main reason for it, for them to divert money into all these local projects that have no benefits to anyone other than the people who live there. Why people in Iowa and New York are paying for a little tiny rail line in San Francisco is just insane.
Adrian Moore, always a pleasure. Thank you very much indeed. Quick comment from Tom.
Let me remind you who represents San Francisco. Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, so she does. That's right.
She does.
I never even thought of
that. They'll get the money.